It is time once again to have a common sense discussion on social justice. On his podcast, Michael Davis tackles some very important issues that we can look at globally, but find the solutions right here in our own neighborhood. He is joining me today as he continues a series on Quadragesimo Anno, and it is a 40th year look back by Pope Pius XI. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, good morning, Brenda.
Through this series, you've been doing some heavy lifting here. There's some deep theology, and especially taking up the social justice topics 40 years later, and we continue to seem to do this cycle over and over again. And so you've kind of jumped into this, taking this just a little bit of a grouping at a time. This time, though, it's a big topic. It's like we haven't solved it yet in all of these years. The popes have been talking about just wages, but it's more than just a decision as to what a minimum wage is supposed to be. Pope Pius XI had some thoughts about it. So tell our listeners a little bit about what you're unpacking this week.
Yeah, so in the matter of just wages, there is a lot of talk about it, but nobody really seems to define it. And so the Pope says we need to get rid of these simplistic approaches and simplistic answers to just wages, and we really need to get into the nitty-gritty of what it really looks like. And he sets a standard for us. He's like, first of all, what does a just wage accomplish? And he says it accomplishes property ownership. So if an employee cannot own property with what they're making, then it's not a just wage. But can an employee actually be expected to own property on just a working wage? And if not, where else do we discover just wages? Who's responsible for just wages? Is it right to destroy businesses in the process of just wages, all these things, but those simplistic approaches. So the minimum wage is talked about, equitable wages, fixed wages, all these things are like, Pope's like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, Michael, when you think about the topic of a just wage, and as you said, we have this discussion about what a federal minimum wage is, what is a living wage, but that's all looking at it through the view of our American society. The popes, when they talk about these things, they've got to address a worldwide population of people. So what we think about as just wages is wholly different when you compare to third world countries where people have to spend a whole day working just to earn enough money to eat for the next day. Do they talk more about that, or how do does the idea of a just wage just blanket the whole world?
Well, it does blanket the whole world. What the Pope wants to set is the precedent and allow the national bishops then to flesh it out in their nation, of course. One of the things he shocked me with was he says an unjust wage can come in the form of too high of a wage that breaks the bank for the employer.
Interesting.
Yeah. And he says, so he says the just wage fits within the good of society. That's the standard. So like you said, for a third world country or a developed nation, it's going to look different, but it's still the same concept. Where is that line so that people can own property? That's the standard that Pope Leo XIII set. He says we need to continue that. But Pope Pius XI says a just wage does not happen in the paycheck alone. It comes from another source.
Michael Davis is joining us today for a common sense discussion on social justice. You can find his podcast under the Standalone podcast at materdeiradio.com. Does the Pope get into who is the people or the group or the government that is supposed to make sure that the citizens of their country receive a just wage? Or is that a responsibility of us individually to create jobs or create instances where a just wage is achieved?
Yeah, it comes in the form, as he shows, of a contract partnership. So he says we don't want to go wholly into this idea, let's get rid of employment, because some people are calling for that in his day. Let's not go the other way to where it's all profits go to the owners. he says we need to bring in not just paychecks and benefits, but there's this third thing of a contract partnership between the owners and employees, where the employees share in the quarterly profits of the company and employees get to help make decisions in the company.
Okay.
And he says, then you've got the package you need for that just wage.
Excellent. And you can find more about it in Michael's more recent podcast. Now, you do take a break in your follow-up to that. Take a break from the series and you dive into the idea of social justice and why we do it. Where are you getting at with your next podcast?
Yeah, so Quadragesimo Anno is a long encyclical. It's 165 paragraphs. And I thought, let's take a breather. Let's step back and not get so lost in all these details that we forget where we're headed. As a supervisor where I work, I have to do that with people under me, is remind them, are these emergencies you're coming with, are they fitting within the goals of the company or the project we're working on? We need to reassess. So I thought, let's step back. Let's look at the final judgment that Jesus kind of unveils the curtain for us in Matthew 25 and see, why are we even caring about just wages or anything? Why bother?
Well, Michael, you know, if somebody were to go to Rome and visit the Vatican and go into the Sistine Chapel, of course, there is this image on the chapel of the final judgment.
Yes.
And it looks like, you know, people, based on some reason, some are being cast into hell, some are being lifted up into heaven. So is social justice, by doing social justice, they're being aware of the issues that surround us for those who are marginalized, is that in the final judgment? Is that part of what we are viewed at through the lens of eternity?
Absolutely. In Matthew 25, Jesus says basically there's going to be a final exam and here's the answers to the test. So, yeah.
Okay.
I love it. It's cleared out. But it's interesting that he says there is this judgment. The sheep will be welcomed into heaven, the goats cast away into the eternal fire, as he calls it. And it's all based upon, did you feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, visit those in prison, welcome the stranger? And I really honed in on that one with our immigration crisis, welcoming the stranger. And these, it's very concrete ways. How did you act justly towards your fellow human, or fail to act justly? Just as St. John in the letter of 1 John says, you can't claim to love God whom you've never seen if you hate the person who you can see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, a perfect roadmap of talking about the Beatitudes too. That is a way of living for sure. Well, again, wonderful, wonderful topics this week. We look forward to it. And Michael, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.